I came across a story in the Daily Telegraph in Sydney today that really, really concerned me. It's about a dangerous trend where some dietitians say that they're concerned about vegan diets being used to cover up eating disorders. Now, one of the dietitians quoted in this story is from the Centre for Integrative Health. Her name's Kate Lane and joins us now. Kate, good to have you on the program.
Hi, thank you.
Kate, I guess the first thing to ask here is a vegan diet in and of itself dangerous for any reason?
Oh, look, I certainly wouldn't say there's no reason that, you know, the normal healthy person couldn't have a vegan diet that was nutritionally adequate. It is, say, a little bit more difficult as there's not as many foods available, but it's certainly not unachievable. And I quite like working with people to help them consume a nutritionally adequate diet. But I would say for some people who are, I suppose, more vulnerable to the risk of eating disorder, that at times it can become a bit of a risk for them, I suppose.
Well, Kate, let's explore that for a moment. When most people say eating disorder, we think of things like anorexia nervosa or bulimia. I imagine there's probably a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think in terms of eating disorders, people have quite a stereotyped vision in their head of someone who appears emaciated or has this look of an eating disorder. But really, we know that eating disorders don't have a look, and they can really affect people of all different body sizes, backgrounds. There's no limit to that. And it certainly isn't just about, say, anorexia nervosa or bulimia nervosa. There are people who don't quite fit into those categories that certainly really struggle with disordered eating.
Now, you mentioned people that are more susceptible to eating disorders. What do you mean by that?
So I suppose we do have a bit of knowledge now scientifically around people being potentially genetically predisposed to eating disorders and having other factors, environment, other things around them that can predispose them to, risk of an eating disorder. And one of those major risk factors is actually dieting. So depending on where the dieting is coming from, but certainly it does increase their risk.
Okay, so talk us through this connection with veganism then. What has alarmed people to the point where this article was written and people like yourself were contacted?
Yeah, so I suppose around the vegan diet, it is an interesting one because eating disorders, the mental illness itself does sort of thrive on rules and restriction, meaning that any kind of diet that provides the opportunity to cut out foods is very attractive for that mental illness. It can kind of take hold of that. The problem is that people also have very valid reasons for wanting to follow a vegan dietary pattern. So, that might be their ethical or moral or religious principles or whatever it is. And this issue is where they get quite entangled, the mental illness and then the person's true self and beliefs and values. And it can be very hard to tease that apart. So it gets a bit blurry there between what role the vegan diet may be playing for someone who has an eating disorder in sort of maintaining restriction, I guess.
So it's almost like an obsession with the rules rather than the health benefits, so to speak.
Yeah, when it comes from a place of eating disorder, it can be, yeah, I suppose.
Okay. So what's your advice to people then? It's funny because the Stig, my producer, and I, he's not here tonight, unfortunately, but we have these discussions all the time, and I'll ask the question, why can't you eat that or why can't you eat that? And sometimes you'll have a fairly detailed explanation. Other times it's, well, that's just the rules. Vegans don't eat that. And that side of it concerns me a little bit. Is that where your concern is too?
No, I suppose my concern would more be around, people might have these very, very valid reasons that we can't really dismiss for wanting to follow a vegan diet. But the problem sort of comes in when it is kind of tied up in an eating disorder at the time and would make it very difficult for someone to recover from an eating disorder due to the sort of differences in their access to nutrition following that diet. So that's where my major concerns come in. Rather than a concern for the specific diet itself. There are ways to make it nutritionally adequate if that's a lifestyle that people choose to follow.
Are there any sort of telltale signs that it's gone beyond a healthy lifestyle and might be crossing over into an eating disorder?
Yes, I suppose if you were to get down to what the reasons why that person might be following a vegan diet. So often if you sort of get down deep into it enough, there is, this fear of The effect of change on weight essentially is what sits behind a lot of eating disorders. They have this overarching fear of weight gain. So, you know, if people aren't coming at it from a place of disordered eating, the reasons for eating a vegan diet would be quite different to that.
Yeah, okay.
Not really about calorie control and weight loss.
So, yeah. Somebody, for instance, that is a you know has a philosophical issue with eating animal products because of an animal conservation concept is not the problem. It's somebody that's really coming from a different motivation, but is using that as the excuse, so to speak.
Yeah, and I would be, you know, I do hesitate to say the word excuse, I guess, because eating disorders are not a choice. None of this really is a choice, but unfortunately, when I guess some of those philosophical reasons and the agenda of the eating disorder get quite tied up together,
yeah.
That's where it's really hard to pull them apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Kate, I really appreciate your time this evening.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Kate Lane from the Centre for Integrative Health. Look, it's certainly food for thought, pardon the pun, isn't it?